Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from Canada, we hear from Sister Mary Magdalene Coughlin, a contemplative nun in the Queen of Peace Monastery in Squamish, British Columbia. Sister Magdalene's preaching is entitled, Where is Real Life?
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Some Sadducees, those who say there is no resurrection, came to Jesus and asked him a question. Teacher, Moses wrote for us that if a man's brother dies, leaving a wife but no children, the man shall marry the widow and raise up children for his brother. Now there were seven brothers. The first married and died childless, then the second and the third married her. And so in the same way, all seven died childless. Finally, the woman also died. In the resurrection, therefore, whose wife will the woman be? For the seven had married her. Jesus said to them, those who belong to this age marry and are given in marriage. But those who are considered worthy of a place in that age and in the resurrection from the dead neither marry nor are given in marriage. Indeed, they cannot die anymore because they are like angels and are children of God, being children of the resurrection. And the fact that the dead are raised, Moses himself showed in the story about the bush, where he speaks of the Lord as the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. Now, he is God not of the dead, but of the living. For to him, all of them are alive. Then some of the scribes answered, Teacher, you have spoken well. For they no longer dared to ask him another question. The Gospel of the Lord. Well, now the Sadducees are, more or less, telling the truth. In the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 25, verse 5, we read exactly that the brother of a man who dies childless must go to the widow and beget an heir for his dead brother. Okay. So out of this, the Sadducees make up an awful story. For us, the poor woman is a victim of abuse. She's a non-person. Women in ancient cultures and perhaps still now in some parts of the world were chattels. They were property. It's all about providing an heir. Interestingly, there have been powerful women throughout history, many examples in both the Old and New Testaments. Like, think of the women in Luke's Gospel who followed Jesus and the 12 and provided for them out of their means. That's a straight quote from the Gospel. So they had a bank account. Interesting, isn't it? But they were still subject to their husbands right up to modern times. In fact, until Pope John Paul II stated unequivocally and proved it, that the partners are equal. Notice also that besides this awful story, the Sadducees were dishonest to begin with. It is stated clearly that they do not believe in the resurrection, but they come boldly to Jesus with this test. And dishonesty he can't stand. This time, though, he doesn't take the bait. He cuts right through to the reality. He says, is not the reason why you go wrong, that you understand neither the scriptures nor the power of God? Precisely what is happening here is an excellent example of Pope Francis's teaching. In Gaudete and Exultate, that's a recent encyclical, Rejoice and Be Glad, he talks about an obsession with the law. Some Christians, he says, spend their time and energy on these things, rather than letting themselves be led by the Spirit in the way of love, rather than being passionate about communicating the beauty and joy of the gospel, and seeking out the lost among the immense crowds that thirst for Christ. Unquote. Let's take a few minutes with this. Pope Francis, you know, has a way of appearing to be free and easy about the Christian life in a way that upsets many staunch Catholics, including some members of the hierarchy. But make no mistake, he has made a firm decision to move the Church away from a self-centered and elitist complacency. Elitist, I am it, or we are it. A complacency that's bereft of true love, an absorption with social and political advantages, a fastidious concern for the Church's liturgy, doctrine, and prestige, excessive importance to certain rules, customs, and ways of acting. This happens, you know. This is why he says he wants a church that gets its feet dirty. He wants priests and bishops to go out to their people. He wants shepherds to smell like the sheep. Yes, Jesus doesn't get into a legalistic discussion with the Sadducees in their story. He just simply tells us unequivocally that there will be a resurrection. The dead will rise again, period. But notice that we don't know what it's going to be like. We can have no idea. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob had died long since, but God is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Jesus says. God is not the God of the dead, but of the living. Boom. Marvelous. Amen. God bless you. Thank you.